May I interrupt?
Sure.
At this point, has there ever been a sitting Court of Appeals judge defeated?
Not to my knowledge. No, I don't think so. No sitting Court of Appeals judge has ever been defeated.
Now, that speaks to the difference in the selection process, doesn't it?
Yes, I think it does. I'm trying to think of the other... Mike from Menominee.
O'Hara.
Mike O'Hara had been defeated and running for re-election on the Supreme Court. So the job, obviously, was a little more... Re-election was a little more volatile than it was in the Court of Appeals. But I kind of looked at it from the standpoint that if I were ever to be on the Supreme Court, this was the time to do it. And this was probably the mode in which to do it, because to run would have meant that I wouldn't be running for the Court of Appeals, and I would be only running for the Supreme Court. And if you lost, you lost. However, of course, this was sort of the situation with the Supreme Court appointment. So I indicated to the governor, then Governor Milliken, that I was interested in an appointment to the Supreme Court. And considerable time went on. I think about a three-month period in which there were others that were interested in the appointment to the Supreme Court, not the least of which was Tim Quinn, who was also on the Court of Appeals, and there were others. Well, I ultimately heard from the governor asking me if I would accept an appointment to the Supreme Court. And on November the 14th of 1973, I was appointed to the Supreme Court. I said yes, I would, and was appointed to the Supreme Court.